Ben here from 92.3 FM. I'm at the Keswick Conference with 92.3 FM, and we've got a long-time volunteer with us, Robin. How are you, Robin?
Oh, good, thanks.
And would you like to introduce your friend here?
This is Rafiki, known as Raffy. He's an Australian assistance dog training with the North Queensland branch for someone who may have a disability.
Yeah, and what's Rafiki mean? You're just telling me.
Rafiki is Swahili for friend or companion, and he gets Raffy for short.
Yeah, and what's the process so that you get Rafiki for a year?
It's actually 2 years. So I saw an advertisement on Facebook calling for people who might be carers to raise these dogs. So it is a 2-year commitment to raise these dogs, and they come into our home so that they can learn to do all the different types of training or tricks, as we might call them, but actually it's functional work that they do to help someone around the house. And so I did an interview. People came and had a look around our property to make sure we had a good fence and no poisonous plants, or that we moved them out of his reach. And we were absolutely delighted to be selected to have a puppy.
Yeah, amazing. And this is through Guide Dogs Australia?
No, it's through Australian Assistance Dogs North Queensland. Okay. So they're actually based in Mareeba, so it's pretty local. And they give the dogs to recipients in far north Queensland.
Okay. Mm. And how many of these dogs are running around on the tablelands, do you think? Do you know?
Rafiki's the only one at the moment. There is another dog, his sister, who's being trained in Cairns, and there are a few other dogs from a previous litter that, and most of them are based in Cairns.
Mm. And how is Rafiki going? Is he passing his tests and all that sort of stuff?
Yeah, he's meeting the requirements at the moment, but he is rather exuberant still.
Yeah.
He's 20 months old. Four more months till he turns 2 years old, but he might need a little bit longer to become more of a settled adult to go to somebody who might have a disability.
And there's no one in mind yet for Rafiki?
Sure, but there are recipients who've been waiting. And during COVID, there was no training for virtually 2 years.
Wow.
During that time. So there is probably a backlog of people who've had to wait. It's a long time to wait for a dog to be prepared so that it's going to be reliable.
Yeah, unreal. And you've brought him along today just to sort of give him a bit of exposure to the people and whatnot. Is that?
Yeah, so it's the first time he's been to this school and into this hall.
Yep.
First time that he's been around these people. And the expectation that he'll go into a drop and sit and be quiet and to be settled. He can get a little bit restless after a while, but it's really important that he's going to be able to settle for quite a long time when someone takes him to a medical appointment or if they're going to an outing and they need him to just be quiet until they move on to the next activity.
I think it's such an amazing service. Like if I was blind or needed an assistance dog or something like that, it would be just so amazing to have a dog like Raff just to give that companionship or guidance. Is he a blind dog?
No,
he's just an assistance dog.
It's an assistance dog. So he's actually got to be trained to do different things for someone with a physical disability. So he will retrieve things like bring the phone, the keys, help someone who's showering bring the towel or the shampoo or anything that they might drop. He'll go with them shopping. So he walks beside the trolley. If they drop anything, he'll retrieve that for them. He'll open doors, close doors, take the washing out of the dryer.
Empty the dishwasher?
Not quite. So he's got to be able to do those sorts of things. He's got to be a reliable dog when he goes out into the public as well.
And you have been training him in all these areas, like at home, do you get him to go get the telephone?
When we're doing the training, I use a practice mobile.
Yeah.
I don't give him my own at this point in time. So, yes, if I drop that, he'll retrieve it. Or if I fall down, he'll come and lie beside me.
Yep.
And if I ask him to get the phone, he's been trained to get the phone if it's nearby.
Wow, that's cool.
So there are lots of things that are really important. He can be an indispensable aid to somebody who can't do those things for themselves very easily. Mm. We'll bring a wheelchair over to the bed.
Yeah.
So someone can get out of bed in the morning and get into the wheelchair. So we've still got to refine that. We've still got a lot of practice to do, but he's able to do the basics at the moment.
Yep. Oh, that's absolutely amazing. Well, thanks, Robin, for speaking with Raf today and about what you're doing there. That's such an amazing story. And how are you finding the Keswick Conference? Think somebody should come along?
Love to invite you to the Keswick Conference. This is what Easter's all about. Mm. And it's such a lovely time to just come away and reflect on what the true meaning of Easter is. It's so easy to get caught up in all the other things. But to take some time out to come and hear about what Jesus did for us and to be reminded of the hope that we have in him of eternal life because of what happened on Good Friday that we're celebrating today.
Mm.
And his incredible power that he has given us for a new life.
Yeah. It's a great day down here at Keswick. It's quite cool and there's plenty of people. We've had lunch already and that was a beautiful feed of salad and chicken, and it's really going well. I think Raf might have wanted a bit of that chicken, but anyway,
he loves chicken.
Yeah.
Best reward.
Thanks for coming along today, Raf. I can't pat you. It says, please do not pat me. I'm working. So thanks for coming along, mate, and hope you go well in the future. And thanks again, Robin.
Can I just say, if you're interested in becoming a carer for an assistance dog, you can find more information on ASDOGS, ASDOGSNQ, North Queensland. Just type that in and you go onto the website, and I'm sure you'll find some more information about how to become a carer yourself.
Thanks, Robin.
Thanks a lot, Ben.